Tell us something that's coming to you. What do you see?
Right now I just see a lot of clouds, and I'm feeling like my higher self's helping me part those clouds.
Okay, you're in these clouds, and you're going to descend from the clouds into the consciousness that you will have in a future life.
I don't want to go into that person. I don't want to be in that body.
Why not?
Male.
It's a male body?
Yeah.
You don't want to be a male? Okay, well, in that case, you don't have to go in the body, but you can look at it like you're watching a movie.
Okay. I can see why. It's my current consciousness is still really mad at men for my past lives. And so now that I am going to be a man, I haven't healed that yet. So I see why I don't want to be in there, but
so is this person comfortable being a man in this
mm-hmm.
life?
Yes.
But from your present, you're not comfortable
yes.
with the difference.
Yes.
Okay, you're watching it like you're watching a movie, and you can see it very clearly. You can have empathy, but you're not really in there. So it's comfortable to watch. Tell me what's happening.
He seems regal. He seems powerful.
Is he a healer?
He's so knowing. Is he a healer? Healer, the term doesn't. He's a knower. He's a knower. He's an exalter.
Yeah, you used that word in the last life, exalter. Tell me what an exalter is again. Do you have words for it? Does that mean a person that can change the consciousness by going inside their mind? Is that what an exalter is?
He takes someone. Brings them to a new plane of understanding.
It's like you did in Atlantis, but is he even improved from then? So he's more powerful than you were in Atlantis?
Yes. More skilled, more knowing.
Where did he learn this from in this future life?
I see him stringing together all his experiences like a needle and thread, and then pulling all of those balls of experiences and has them all available to him, all opened, all of them, all of his understanding has that all opened. There's nothing that's hidden. Not just from his, but he has all around him strings he's pulling in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not just his consciousness. He's part of a whole of, he's part of a oneness. And he's open to everyone's consciousness.
Okay. Do you think you're capable of using this technique on someone here in this room? You've known it in the past, and you'll know it in the future.
Oh, past, future's before me.
Who do you think in this room could use this technique?
someone here. You?
Me. I need straightened out.
You already know how to do it. You just need to remember.
Okay. Could you do it to me then? If it happened to me, how would I be different?
You're not using just one consciousness, bringing in perspectives from many different angles, many different abilities, many different skills. Compassion. Yes, I see compassion. And the word compassion came and...
You mean I need more compassion or have compassion?
You don't need more compassion. It would... I'm unclear. Can you redefine your question?
Okay, what would happen if you performed this on me or if I understood the process? How would I be different? It's like, do I have hidden abilities over the surface?
Yes.
Is it time for those abilities to surface?
You see 8 dormant abilities that are still an embryo that would be activated.
Have I had these in past lives?
Portions of them. Some in full.
Okay. Go to your higher self. Ask her if you should assist me in this.
Hearing the time is not...
Time is not right yet? Mm-hmm. Okay, how far in the future will be the time?
6 years.
Interesting. Okay, I'm going to bring in the present, but I'm going to give you a period of time of silence where you're going to explore this future life. You can see anything you want to see. And you're going to look around in this future life for a short space of time before I bring you to the present. And you're going to see whatever you want to see. You don't have to share it with us unless you want to. Okay, just look around for a minute. Explore. You can see it clearly, really clear.
I will say live in a very humble abode, live very, very quietly. I choose to live very, very quietly. I don't find people. People find me when they're ready. I see me bringing people into very quiet, small, humble abode. I see a fire.
Are you kind of like a sage in this future time that people seek out?
That's a good word, yes.
Okay. Okay, you're going to remember this really clearly when I bring you back to the present. I'm going to come back on the count of 3. 1. Coming back. 2. 3. Completely back, feeling very good. Okay.
Thank you, JJ.
Give me a moment. Anybody have any questions for her?
quick question. Jenny, you were talking about the dance choreographed. I felt that. And there's a process called eurythmia that's worship dance. It was brought to you by a guy named Rudolf Steiner.
He did talk about dance, didn't he?
Well, he did. And this whole eurythmia thing is like, it's a moving meditation and devotion. And there's a group down in Linden that does this occasionally. And it's really, and their whole thing is, it's honoring Sophia. Mm. And so, just got a little taste of the divine feminine coming back in.
Beautiful.
And then really hit of your higher self. But we just started talking about the dance, and all this went zzzz.
It took you there.
It was really cool.
It was so pretty. I mean, it was so beautiful.
Yeah,
all of the women were in different colors of dresses, and they had long flowing. I don't know if it was coming off their arms.
But they didn't dance for an audience. They danced for
their
own energies. Right?
It was for themselves. It was devotion.
Oh, you said it cleared
and
energy.
To clear,
yeah.
Like dedicate the space. In the.
So when people came into that space and they felt affected?
Yes.
Clearing, purifying,
mm-hmm.
and grounding.
Well, before we do our healings, we're going to have you dance around.
Oh,
that'd be fun to watch.
Very fun. No, I mean, little pieces are fitting in of why I've loved this or why I've loved that. It makes sense. It makes sense.
Can you give us just? You don't have to dance, but can you give us an idea of the movement?
Yeah. I can, really?
Yeah.
You'll do it with me, really, would you?
Oh,
you'll giggle with me.
Okay,
I can try. Too much joy. I can try.
Okay.
Right now? You want me to do it
right now?
Can we have some music?
You want to come dance with us? No, just joking.
I want some music if that's okay.
Yeah.
What do I want? Who's intuitive? Who knows? Who can pick a good something?
How about
you can do that.
I can do that. I'm wearing that.
Yeah.
I never
can. No words.
No words.
Yeah.
Look at
these
gold.
Just flowing.
Yes, flowing.
Like
Enya?
Kenny G?
I like Enya. I think that would be perfect.
Good.
What's that? If anyone wants to join me, I don't know what I'm going to do, but this will be interesting.
Go on, ladies.
Adam. There's a place here I'm going to
This is so funny, you guys. Okay, I'm going to do that. Yeah, this is good.
Don't put on a cord.
looking for.
I like what's on your shirt. The whole shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, this is really cleared out now. I can feel the vibes just walking through here. Have you ever danced that way for a group before?
Not like that.
I met somebody who said that
she I could feel the spirit when you're dancing.
She had those same reaching for the corners.